Well, yeah. Tony Stark's like Spider-Man's dad. Fuck Tony Stark. Hi there, and welcome to Hav and Charles Talk Comics. This is your host, Charles Herring, and I am here with my very good friend, Javier Gonzalez, who did such a good job waiting as I delayed way longer to get a little sound, noise-suppressing time. So, hi, Hav, how you doing?
I'm good, Charles. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. I'm so excited to be doing this at 9 o'clock on a Thursday night. 9 o'clock in the evening. Well, I said Thursday night, I guess. Yeah. Well, I realized. Anyway, so it's a late start, but I am glad.
Season 4, episode 8.
Yes, Darth Vader and Secret Invasion.
Holy crap! Already 8 episodes going to be into this thing for season 4.
That's right. Yes, it's divisible by the season number by 2.
Don't. Hey, you told me when we started this podcast.
That there'd be no math.
Involved. Yeah. And I feel like you're betraying that right now.
I'm sorry. I'm a little upset. I didn't ask you to do any math.
There was the implication.
I apologize.
There was the implication.
I apologize. I did take the math stuff that you said in the last podcast out.
Okay.
And I removed it. And I was editing. See, I edited the podcast yesterday and... It's going out. We're doing this Thursday night.
Whose podcast did you edit?
I ours. Yes.
Hey, that's okay. Cool.
So I was texting someone, and we were talking about what we were doing. And I said, well, right now I'm just taking things out. Hav said that aren't going to be in the podcast that I'm going to use to torture him with later.
Oh, good. I don't even. Oh my. We just recorded last week. What did I talk about math wise in the last pod?
Oh, no, you were just making some joke.
I guess I'll find out.
Yeah, you were making some joke. Yeah, I almost sent it to you. I was too tired yesterday afternoon when I finished. I had pulled some stuff out and said it. I was just like, I'm just going to email this. I'm like, leave him alone. This is he's out to dinner with his boss. You don't want to. Yeah, anyway. So we're going to
End up doing that. I didn't even end up doing that.
Oh, okay.
We ended up working late and then ate a dodgy tuna wrap.
Oh, okay.
And... yeah, so that was fun. We're going to talk about comic books.
Yeah, was that because I texted you yesterday that you were doing such a good job and it's making it a breeze to edit? And in fairness, I want to tell you, Hav has been doing honestly, a really good job of not doing as much as he did. I mean, great job. But I have noticed that both of us are more likely to do that while we're having this kind of initial conversation. And that's fine. So that's why I was, don't worry about it. You're doing great. You are. Thank you. It makes editing a lot easier.
If I was going to fall back into it, this seems like the time to fall into the verbal crutches. If Jeff Fisher ever listened to this thing, it would drive him insane. He loves pointing out verbal fillers. His new one is, oh, wow. When people say, oh, wow, why do you say, oh?
Oh, wow.
Why don't you just say, wow?
Oh, wow. I'm going to
Like Owen Wilson.
I didn't know that because now every time I see him now, I'm just going to be, oh, wow. Oh, wow.
And don't. Oh, that was. Don't tell him I said anything.
No, I'm not. That's why it'll be fun. My Owen Wilson, not as bad as I thought it was when I was listening to the pod yesterday because I was trying to do Owen Wilson last time. I was like, that's almost, it's not there. I'm not saying that, but I was listening to it. I'm like, okay, I'm in range. I'm like, now I need my tape recorder. So basically what I'm saying is after we get done with this, I'm going to spend like an hour on the mic and just work.
Just doing oh wow.
The oh wow's not as hard. It's just that you get that whole cadence of the way he talks.
I just stick with it. Oh wow. I can't even do it now.
Yeah.
Remember when I used to do it just mercilessly? My bad, Christopher Walken.
No, and let's not start that again.
No.
So anyway, we're going to talk about two comics like we normally do. One that I suggested and one that Hav suggested. I suggested Darth Vader, and I think mine is newer than yours, right?
It is.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Because you suggested. No,
you,
You suggested Secret Invasion. Secret Invasion, which is, I mean, it's not an old comic, but it's not a new comic either. It's what, 20 years old?
Not quite. Almost. I guess if my math is not terrible, which it is, I'd say 2008.
Okay.
June of 2008. So almost to the month.
Okay.
If my math is, like I said, 16 years old. And then Darth Vader came out in April of 2015.
Okay. Cool.
So we're going to do, as we usually do, the one that came out in time first by release date, and that would be the old Secret Invasion, which was a brand spanking new thing back in 2008. I think we both had read this before.
Yeah, I think I've read everything that went around it as well, not just the Brian Michael Bendis written, what was it, 8 episodes. Oh, there was 8.
Or issues, or yeah, episodes.
Eight issues.
There were episodes of a show called Secret Invasion.
That's true. And we shall not speak of it again.
Ooh.
No, we can talk about it.
So old BM Bendis, as I like to call him. That's what I call him when I see him. Old BM.
I'm sure he loves that.
Yeah. And of course, I giggle because of bowel movement. But Brian Michael Bendis, writer.
Thank you for explaining your joke. I'm sure everyone listening.
No, that's always the sign it's a really good joke when you feel the need to explain the joke. That's what I've been told, just so you know. Okay. Old BM Bendis wrote it. I'm going to say Lenel Francis Yu, L-E-N-I-E-L. I may have misspelled his name. Did the interior arc. I'm going to say Lionel, L-E-I-N-I-L, Francis Yu. Lionel Francis Yu. And then the covers by Gabriel Delato, painted covers, which were very distinctive and cool and different than your painted covers from like Alex Ross, for example. Not quite as, you know,
acrylic
realist.
Acrylic instead of oil?
Right. No, I'm just saying, you know how what's his face? Alex Ross does very realistic, like hyper-realistic faces and bodies as if, you know, the uniforms are actual cloth.
Yeah.
This is more, and these are the 8 covers. There were like 1,000 covers for each of these issues.
That
I'm looking
like
right now,
lot.
Scrolling. There was A through, oh my God, L. And then a couple comic shops got their own, like Midtown is a New York City one, I think. And they got 2 of their own covers, for example.
Wow.
Because apparently they're a big deal and get their own covers from Marvel.
I'm sorry, I said that wrong. Oh, wow.
There you go. So I always ask, I think I know the answer to this question. What'd you think?
I liked it. I really did. It was the whole event was a pretty good event. It was a neat idea. It also brought Captain America back to life, which was severely needed. And it amused me. It has never answered the question, how long were they replaced for?
No, it really didn't.
Yeah, and they also kind of forget it later because they're like, well, Captain America did this during Secret Invasion. No, Captain America didn't. That was a Skrull. Except Captain America did kind of act the way he would have, it just not quite as violent during the, not Secret Invasion.
Civil War.
During Civil War. He would have been against it, but he might not have gone quite as hard as he did.
Well, remember, too, I think part of this was, I think, and tell me if I'm wrong, I did read this. Most, if not, some of the Skrulls that were subbed in didn't know they were Skrulls. All of them. I mean, they thought they were really the people they were mimicking until they were triggered or something?
Yeah.
Or am I wrong about that,
No,
Charles?
I think that. I'm just saying that they're also set up to, they're not necessarily set to only act the way that Captain America would have acted. And my whole point of that was people have gone to Captain America and brought up that, oh no, you did this during Civil War. And he just lets it go when it's like, you're attacking him for something that he literally did not do. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if somebody took your place and thinks they're acting the way you would act. You still didn't do that. I mean, you can dress up like me and murder somebody, but that doesn't mean I killed somebody.
Yeah. You know what? I'm pretty sure legally. I don't know where I'm going with that.
I mean, and I'm pretty sure you've taken more criminal law classes in law school than
I have.
I have
taken those classes you speak of. I don't know. I'm cracking myself up for no reason. Okay, so I was right. I was right in saying that the Skrulls that were the sleeper agents that were pretending to be everybody from Captain America Maybe not Spider-Woman. The Queen knew.
No. I think most of them knew. I didn't get that.
Knew that they were Skrulls?
I think what you're conflating is the fact that they tried to convince old Iron Man that he was actually a Skrull. Because
maybe that's what confused me.
Yeah, because Spider-Woman was going at him and she gave him a name. And he, because the, it was great. The whole point of that was if he was a Skrull, they wouldn't try to kill him, because they did try to kill him. Although it really did make a lot of sense with the whole, hey, you did this whole Civil War thing and you were this. But dude, Tony's a fascist. I mean, come on.
You've mentioned this before. He was very quick to take up the side of the government and let's register all these people. And if they don't comply, let's arrest them and put them in camps.
Oh yeah,
way too fast.
Oh yeah, you won't tell us who you are. Well, you're just going to go to prison. It's like, wait, that is not even how it works. Oh, you rescued that little old lady from getting mugged. You're going to jail. It's like, motherfuckers. Yeah.
On reread, I had, you know, this is back early, mid, late 2000s, I was picking up monthly floppy comic, you know, regular comic books. I picked this up off the stand or, you know, at my local comic book shop. I had not read it since then. On reread, when that part came up in the second to last issue, maybe, I think it was, of the it's 8 issues. The actual Secret Invasion proper, because they're ancillary. Every freaking comic book had Secret Invasion slapped on it. And it was related to the ongoing Secret Invasion story. The Queen's Skrull, who was impersonating, visibly was Spider-Woman. There's an for you.
Jessica Drew.
Jessica Drew. On reread, when she's telling him he's a Skrull, I was like, was he a Skrull? I was like, oh, yeah, maybe he was a Skrull. And that's why I was so confused. Like, I thought he was going to try out to be a Skrull, and I wouldn't have been surprised, given, like you just said, everything that happened in Civil War. And then when he turned out not to be I flipped back. I was like, did I miss something? No, he's not a Skrull. It was one of the Skrulls. It was when the ship that came over with Cap and Invisible Woman. Well, then Invisible Woman that came off the ship turned out to be...
No, because there were two sets of that. Because
that's
They set a whole group that were actually... Now, this is where I got a little confused. So,
okay, good, because I did too.
When
go
they
ahead.
Got to the Savage Land, and I should have read it again and gone slow. So when they got to the Savage Land, the group of them came out, and it was this group of superheroes, including one was a Spider-Man, and Captain America, and all of these different ones.
Wolverine.
I'm pretty sure those were all Skrulls. Because they said,
so then where
oh,
did
we
the
escaped.
Second group come from?
The second group was the one that broke out. That's the one that got rescued, and they came back, and those were the ones that had been replaced because they kept them alive because they might need to use them again. Because they have to, in order to create this, they actually have to have the living person.
I thought some of them in that ship were the real deal, but some were.
You may be right. And they may have broken some out and grabbed extras, and it got all... I mean, that was just such a weird... It was so hard to keep track of when I was just trying to read it to get done a week later while working, as I told you, 7 straight days. It was...
Oh,
a-
my gosh. Now, that makes my head hurt, 7 straight days. But to... Go back to that, when the breakout is happening, the heartbreaking part, when the Savage Land issue, the Bobby / Mockingbird
Yeah,
part.
How did she know that? That's the one that gets me, because she was a Skrull the first time. Because that was also the heartbreaking part, too, is, so here's Mockingbird, who was dead.
Right.
So she is
for
dead.
For years,
yeah,
by the way,
dead
in the Marvel 616.
Yeah, she's been dead for a while, and... He asked her a question. Clint asked her a question that only she would know. What is March 13th or something like that?
No, he asked what date. Give me the date.
Oh,
I think.
No.
He
asked the day. What is, and she gives the date. And then she explains that was the day our baby was going to be born. And we thought that was a great day. But she miscarried. How the hell that and then she turns out to be a fucking Skrull. Well, they obviously do a mind thing.
Well, that's what they rip the mind, the memories.
Oh,
well, because
Lord. But that was
going
that
to
was
the
some,
ship.
That was some Bendis
was,
bullshit. I because that,
that
one
really
gets
good.
You. Yeah, it was yeah. just it was incredibly well done.
And then at the time he's going by Ronan, Clint Barton, Ronan / Hawkeye, the original Hawkeye. He's a little peeved, and it wants to kill all of them. He just he's upset. Well, and in the show, and they don't get into it, at least in the, in this 8-issue run of just Secret Invasion. On the show, for example, I think they made a point of saying that when they ripped him off biologically, they also ripped out some memories, or the memories of the person that they were imitating on such a minute level that you couldn't tell with basic whatever telepathy, magic, technology.
Yeah, and they had to do that because remember in, especially with the show, they had to explain that because in Captain Marvel, it's explained that they can only remember really recent stuff because that's how he catches him. He said, well, remember when we were, let's do what we did in Argentina. Well, and he called him, his first name. Nobody. Yeah. What's your mom calling? Fury.
Yeah. What else? There's enough for you again. Gosh, now I'm cognizant of it. Okay, I need to be okay with an occasional.
Yeah, you're fine. You need to stop bringing it up because it makes it hard.
Well,
it makes more
again, I've been told every time I use a verbal filler to make a big deal out of it.
No, it's a lot easier if you don't, because then I'm just clipping them out. That's why, by the way, that's why Jeff wouldn't mind listening to the podcast. Well, no, he would hate it because it's about comic books.
True. True. Oh, the other part I was going to mention of the island, Emma Frost is there.
Yes.
She's a telepath.
Yes.
Is she a telepathic? But she turns out to be a Skrull. Is she a telepath? Is she a telepathic Skrull? Because they adopt their mutant abilities?
Probably.
Like, that's the other thing I'm not clear on.
Yes. I think she was telepathic. Yes.
Right.
Because you have to remember, this goes back to the original usage of the Skrulls with the Fantastic Four and the Super Skrulls that have all the powers of the Fantastic Four. So this is, they can make Skrulls with powers, so they can do that. And that's kind of where they went at the end of Secret Invasion on the show, is the guy's daughter, the Skrull, she's now a Super Skrull when she went in as Fury, remember?
Correct. You're right. Yeah. You're right. No, that you're absolutely right.
So, yeah, they can adapt the superpowers. It was really cool. Bendis should be the only one allowed to write group books. Not group books, but like one of these things. Over the course of everything we've read, the only ones I really look at and go, yeah, that worked really well together as a tight 8 issues and got everything worked together and everybody worked well together. He wasn't that far off on characters that you think they should be this way, but they weren't. He just nails it. It's just... It's a hard job, and he does it well.
At these event books?
Yes.
I agree. I don't know some of the characters as well as others, but he also, I think, doesn't try as much to go in depth into different characters where maybe others have or would for no reason. I mean, this is 8 issues. You don't have to go a deep dive, but he gets the characterizations, whether it's Spider-Man or Thor.
He does little things. Little things.
Yes.
I mean, he had Thor basically tell Tony, the only reason he was there was saving him. He wouldn't do jack shit, and he's not joining the Avengers again because of all that crap that Tony just pulled. That was awesome.
And it's nice at the end that Tony's getting his comeuppance.
Yeah.
Because
it's
when they're
really
announcing...
Great. Yes, his comeuppance, because now Norman Osborn is going to be in charge of... I mean, yay!
Because he was the one that pulled the trigger on the headshot that was captured around the world. The shot heard around the world, apparently. They even said in the comic that took out the Queen Skrull. So now he's lauded as a hero when there were like dozens of superheroes around that could have done what he did. But because he did the headshot, they're like, hey, here's the keys to the kingdom. This Tony Stark guy who has been a founding member of the Avengers, we don't like him because of Civil War. I get that. But hey, man, we know you had your issues with your dual personality and Green Goblin thing that's public now, but you know what? You're our guy.
What could possibly
go wrong?
Yeah, yeah. No, it'll be everything's forgiven, you wackadoo.
Reed gets captured, and they put him in a weird torture thing where he's stretched out like cellophane or rubber, whatever.
I actually loved that. They've done that before when that's how you capture one of these bendy guys is you just stretch him out over like, it's like you've skinned him. I mean, honestly, it's like they've just skinned an animal And that's the pelt laid out there, all stretched out flat.
But the artist and Bendis did a really good job of making it clear that it was incredibly painful for Reed, whatever fuck they were doing to him.
But it's so cracked me up. To the point
that when What's-Her-Face, the leader of S.W.O.R.D., who I'm blanking on her name right now, the one that supposed to protect the in the space station Earth
from
with the green hair.
You really got to stop trying to throw it to me for a name. You know that, right? You're like, I can't get this person's name, and then you look at me, and it's like, dude, if you can't come up with it, there is no way.
Right. I mean, well, you if there's anything you're known for, it's that just... you're really good with names.
Yeah.
Especially characters.
I have obscure
characters that are very much like third or fourth tier.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Anyway, everybody
you know I have major episodes with names.
Or issues. I know, I got you there. That was good. That was next level. I'm impressed. I forget her name. She's a leader of S.W.O.R.D., green hair. She gets in there. She frees Reed, but he's in pissed off mode, and he chokes her out.
Yeah, because he's not. He figures it's clearly a Skrull, and we got to do
or a game, right?
They're fucking with him, and it's like, nope, you're out.
And then he figures out, no, okay, she's really, and he does his new test, which he of course concocts very quickly. So he gets released, or she frees him, but. What's interesting, there's a whole panel about it. Oh, Abigail Brand. Okay, I had to look it up. Sorry. That's the leader of S.W.O.R.D. with the green hair. The panel where the Queen Skrull pretty much tells Reed, oh, by the way, at some level, this is payback for turning some of our brothers into cows, you bastard.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
From one of the first issues of Fantastic Four we read.
Yes.
This is a little payback for that, by the way, you bastard.
Well... You know it gets worse, don't you? There's a whole thing where they did a whole thing talking about that. Guess what happens with cows? They get butchered. People were eating Skrulls. Then people got a problem and had some shape-shifting abilities. And then they got people that were craving that. I mean, they did this whole run. I read some of this and I'm like, the fuck?
Back then, yes.
No, not back then. This was like recently.
Oh, really?
In the last 20 years.
I thought it was around this time.
They did this. It was just, I'm reading that stuff going, oh my God.
Well, and also, if the cows were turned into Skrulls, they may have had baby Skrulls that came out as cows. Like, were they mating? Were they just female cows? Dude, were there's a bull?
I don't know.
Like, I have questions.
And I don't. I'm just going to let it go because it's comic books.
I don't want answers, really, though.
Okay. You were in your dorm room talking to the guys, trying to figure out what Hulk's penis looks like, right?
No, that never came up. No, I can honestly say no.
Okay,
that never came up. Okay,
I'm pretty.
But
sure.
you're always about the swimsuit parts. You are. You always go to the swimsuit areas.
What was that Mallrats reference?
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
I've only seen that one time.
Okay. I've only seen it a couple of times a while back, but Stan Lee was in it, and anyway.
Yeah, that's right. And you know what? Rest in peace, Shannon Doherty was in it, wasn't she?
I don't know, but
She for some reason? I think maybe she played one of the girlfriends?
Okay.
Am I completely making that up? I could be completely making that up.
I don't know.
Don't listen to me.
And don't look it up.
I'm not.
Okay.
When the Skrulls are, you know, they shut down all electronics worldwide. And then when they bring it back up, all the people that they had replaced, apparently, the famous people, are on the airwaves telling everybody, hey, we're here to help you.
Yeah. We're going to help you. Don't fight us. You're only hurting yourself if you fight us.
We're here to help you.
We're going to make your world better. Nothing's going to change except for the better. Yeah.
We've talked about V. The miniseries fascism. From the 80s? Yeah, very, very much like that. Like, hey, we're here to help. We're going to help cure disease. We're going to give you technology. It's all good, baby. But the celebrities and bad guys, Paris Hilton, Magneto, Dr. Doom, Oprah, John McCain, Steve Jobs, Kim Jong-un were all amongst the Skrull talking heads telling everybody, stay calm. Everything's going to be fine, which I thought was fun. Then last, the other thing, there's a big battle at the end. I don't know if this was on, I don't know if this was on Savage, the Savage, in the Savage Land or in Manhattan.
No, it was in Central Park. It took place in Central Park. Yeah, they moved everybody to Central Park to go have that battle.
No, but where Peter's like, well, it can't be that bad because the Watcher's not here. And then it's like, ah, crap.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was.
That was pretty good. And then when there's banter between the fake Spidey and the real Spidey.
Am I really that bad? I know I am that.
Yeah.
I just loved the fake, when the fake Spidey was like, well, my spider sense isn't going on. And the real Spidey was like, yeah, well, mine is.
Yeah, mine's doing like the hustle.
Yeah.
By the way. Or he says something like that.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, buddy.
Yeah, mine's an overtime over here.
And then I tell you, they were just shooting people. Or walking in when they were trying to figure out who was who. I mean, Wolverine. Didn't they shoot Wolverine? It's just like bang, bang, bang. He's like, okay, it's
Natasha did, I think. Yeah, I think Natasha's, it was Black Widow.
He's like, hey.
I'm like, well, if it's really you, you'll be fine. So suck it up, Buttercup.
Yeah, that was a fair point. Of any of them, you just put a bullet in him. Oh, look, it came out. That's fine.
I'm testing. I'm shooting Peter Parker in the head to make sure he's not a Skrull. That's not how his powers work.
Yeah, his powers don't.
Natasha?
You can shoot him. He will get better quicker. He does have a healing factor. Not really like Wolverine. He heals faster, right. but not like that. No, no headshots on Spider-Man. Although with the Spidey sense, it'd be real hard to headshot him.
True. Civil War is the one where Goliath dies, right?
Yes.
In the Civil War, the tall, growing guy.
Yes.
So I feel like, and Bendis did that one too, correct?
I'm thinking maybe.
Me too. So in this one, I think it's worth mentioning the big player that gets set up as a doomsday device in case everything goes south with the Skrulls, which of course it does, or the good guys are going to win. Their ace in the hole is Janet Van Dyne. Little did she know, Yellow Jacket slash Hank Pym was a Skrull undercover, gave her a serum that he said was going to help her become Giant Woman if she ever needed to, but in fact it was something that they could trigger and she would explode and like wipe out who knows how much of, you know, the Eastern Seaboard. Somehow Thor contains it, I think they imply, but I didn't get exactly how. But at the end of this, Janet Van Dyne, the Wasp, founding member of the Avengers, dead. Now, of course, it's comic book, so I doubt she stayed dead very long. I don't remember. I'm pretty sure she's back anyway, in, you know, whatever, 16 years later. But that was a big to-do, because then real Hank walks off the ship at the end, and he's like, where's Janet? And you're like, oh, yeah, sorry, buddy. So there, I thought that was worth of the mentioning. So, yeah.
Sorry. I was trying to see who
you're
wrote
pulling to me.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to see who wrote Civil War and didn't hear a damn thing you said there, which is fine.
Stay in your lane, bro. I do the Googling.
Well, you know what? I wasn't Googling. I went on Marvel Unlimited, and I don't know. It didn't say, which is messed up. Anywho,
that is messed up.
So everything was fine at the end,
except for Janet Van Dyne being dead.
Eh, but Mockingbird came back to life.
Yeah, Mockingbird did eventually. There's one ship that they save, and there's a bunch of people that walk off, including, unfortunately, Jarvis, which means that Jessica Jones. Who is Power Man's wife?
Power Man's wife is Jessica Drew. Jessica Drew is Spider-Woman. Jessica Jones.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm sorry again. No, anyways. Civil War was not written by. That's right. Good.
No.
Mark Millar wrote Civil
War. Who was it?
Mark Millar. That's why it wasn't as good.
They all. Ooh.
Well,
pew, 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 pew.
Well, pew, pew, pew. Oh, you think Mark Millar's as good a comic book writer as Bendis?
Upper echelon of writers. I'm not saying he's as good as old B.M. Bendis. I will say that.
Okay.
I think Grant Morrison.
Grant Morrison is better.
Probably at B. Is at B.M.'s level.
Better.
I think, of course, above that is Alan Moore.
Yes.
And, of course, above that is Chris Claremont. No, I didn't draw you off sides at all.
Why would the dumbest thing you've ever said draw me off sides?
Oh, ouch. Ouchie. Okay, well, look, we've talked. Eight issues? About right?
Oh, yeah.
Nice, easy read?
Yeah, eight issues.
Especially with...
Well, with 100 other comics.
I was wondering if they've ever collected this into an omnibus that's like 17 volumes or something. How many? It was every comic, right?
Yeah,
at the time, for like a year or six months.
Well, that was when I was reading X Factor that you suggested we read it, and then I burned through everything. I went through a whole bunch of issues of Secret Invasion because they were all over that, just in the midst of it, and it was, yeah. I have to read that again.
I mean,
I really loved
it. It went to January of 2009. So it was a good little run there, you know, more than half a year.
Yeah.
And I permeated every facet of the Marvel universe. They had done, obviously, Secret Invasion. This I liked better than Secret Invasion. I read both of them when they were coming out.
I liked this
better than Secret Invasion. I like this Secret Invasion better than Civil War. Sorry.
Well, yeah, because Civil War wasn't very good.
I haven't read it since it came out. I remember really enjoying Civil War when it came out.
I wanted to like it so much more, but there was so much about it that it was across everything. And I didn't like what they did with Peter.
Spidey.
Yeah, I really didn't like it.
I can see why you wouldn't like that.
And you know what I really, 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 really don't like about it is then they come in with the fucking Marvel Universe, the MCU, Marvel Movie Universe.
Cinematic Universe.
Yes, the Cinematic Universe. And they go, well, yeah, Tony Stark's like Spider-Man's dad. Fuck Tony Stark. That fascist little shit that's only out for himself. Fuck him. I'm glad he's dead, and I'd fucking put a bullet in him if it were up to me. I'm sorry. What were we talking about?
MCU Tony is a little different than 616 Tony. And they did that on purpose because they had to make him more likable.
Yeah.
He had to grow as a character. He was a philandering, self-indulgent prick at the beginning, and he turned into...
He did a pretty good job. It was just this whole idea that Spider-Man needed Iron Man. He doesn't. I'm really, honest to God, looking forward to the next Spider-Man movie where he is literally just Spider-Man instead of Iron Man Jr.
Yeah, with all the tech and everything.
Yeah,
Iron Man-sponsored tech.
Yeah, he's just going to be...
It should be cool.
He's just going to be Spider-Man because Spider-Man's awesome. Yeah. And Tony Stark can suck it. All right.
So I think on that note, you know, that upbeat, you know, glass half full.
I really
love
like,
on Tony.
I really like how the end of these events, a lot of them end up with Tony Stark having this shit kicked out of him.
Yeah. Yeah. How again? I know we already touched on this.
Back in the bottle, you alcohol. No, that's not fair. No, nope, not gonna.
How bad is it when they're like, you were so bad, we're giving everything that you had and
to
then
the
some
green fucking goblin
that's publicly known, but he's rehabilitated, so it's okay.
Jesus Christ.
He just had some issues where he, you know, used to dress up and fly on a little thingamabob and terrorize New York. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
But here you go. You're in charge. Thunderbolts.
Yeah. Certifiably insane, but he'll be good.
Speaking of Thunderbolts, I've seen production stuff and the lineup, and I'm really getting kind of excited about that, too.
Good. Excellent. I'm very excited about Deadpool and Wolverine.
Deadpool, Wolverine, which I thought was coming out. We're recording this on
I noticed that.
July 18th.
Because I was like, wait a minute.
I thought it was coming out this weekend. It's coming out the following weekend.
Well, see, I got really confused because you said that, and then I'm like, oh, wait, then the Olympics start this week because Cindy explained to me why we can't go to see that day one because that's the day the Olympics start. I was like, okay, I guess we can wait.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatevs.
USA. I love the Olympics.
Okay.
I do love the Olympics.
Okay. No, I do too. And everybody becomes an expert on sports that they only watch every 4 years.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Well, let me tell you about handball. Let me tell you about handball in the Olympics, Charles. It's like hockey, but not on ice, and there's no sticks, and there's a ball instead of a puck. And yeah. Handball.
All right. So we didn't have any mail.
Whatever.
Which is really, I'm okay with that. But Hav, he texts me sometimes asking, hey, did we get mail? Did we get mail? I really want us to get mail. Charles, did we get mail? It's kind of sad. So it would be really nice if some of y'all would send us mail just so Hav's not sad.
I wrote that song about that sad song about it.
Yeah.
Remember that I left on your voicemail?
Yeah.
About not having any emails?
Yes.
From the podcast?
Yes.
Hey, I'm sorry, real fast. I mentioned the fake Jarvis walking off the ship. I forgot to follow up with the fact that they left their... Oh, Jessica Jones and Luke Cage's babies with Skrull.
Yes.
Jarvis at the end. That's a big cliffhanger where they're obviously going to follow up on that in New Avengers or Secret Avengers. I forget which Avengers that version
I think
was.
It's New Avengers, but...
I think so, too.
Yeah, and that's when they have that great scene later where after they've put the mask back on, they put the genie back in the bottle with the whole brand new day. I've told you, right, about the... Then they're all together and he's masked up and... None of the Avengers know who Spider-Man is because he's hidden that again.
That's right.
Yeah, and then he tells them, and that's where Jessica Jones goes, "Oh my God, we went to high school together." He's like, "Oh my God, yeah, you were Coma Girl, and that's what they called me." Oh man, I had, and then she admits she had a crush on him in high school.
Yes, and he's like, "What?" That's right. That's right. Okay, sorry. I don't know why I had that note and I forgot to mention it. So no mail. That's fine. I can deal with that. Any other in-between stuff to take care of?
No. Just that we had no mail.
Again, whatever. I'm just saying. You guys could just drop an email. It's right there on the website, havandcharles.com, upper right. Send Hav an email. On Blue Sky, the better version of old Twitter, I'm at Hav Gonzo. Charles is at Herring Red. On formerly known as Twitter, I'm Hav Gonzo Tweets. Charles is at Herring Red Real. And we have, they're both of Blue Sky and Twitter have accounts or you know, handles for the pod. But the easiest way is really havandcharles.com. So there's that too.
I've heard it both ways, just now.
Well, Canada, right? They say it. There's there.
Always in Canada.
Yeah.
So we
also read something else.
Yeah, we did. We read something else. It was a Marvel basketball. Star Wars comic. We were talking about
basketball.
We were talking about the Olympics, and now I've got Olympic basketball on my mind. We were talking about, Star Wars. I did a Star Wars thing because I like Star Wars and Star Wars is fun. And
what? You like Star Wars? I
really, really like Star Wars.
Shocking.
Yeah, I know. So I did, it's Darth Vader. And did you like it?
I did.
Yeah.
It was almost too short.
Oh, it really was. It was such a quick, fast read because it was all sequential art, not a whole lot of talking, because how much talking do you need for Darth Vader to kill people without a lightsaber?
And he's not a big talker.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to say much to get his point across.
Yeah.
He's more action.
So the whole premise of this is it is literally right as he gets put in the Darth Vader suit after Attack of the Clones. And
or Revenge of the Sith.
Thank you. But, that one too. The actual third movie, the sixth movie. Dude, it is almost 10 o'clock, Mister. Hey,
know,
can we do this?
I know.
Can we do this at 9 at night? Yeah, sure. Whatever, dude. Whatever. Anyway,
you got this. You got this.
Well, now
you can do this.
Now the train has left the building. I have no idea what I was saying. So,
or the station. The train has left the building. Station.
What is the station? Is it a building? Is the station a building?
All stations are buildings. All buildings aren't stations.
Okay, but it's a building.
I don't know why that's important, but it is.
Mister, you just jumped on it. I don't know. Anywho, leave me alone. There he was in his brand new Darth Vader suit being told that his wife is dead, and he doesn't have a lightsaber because he got his lightsaber taken away from him.
Because he's not good at that. That's set up in the movies where Anakin's always freaking losing his lightsaber, by the way.
Well, because he doesn't have a lightsaber. He has to go get a lightsaber, and he has to get it from a Jedi because the whole idea of this, which, by the way, have you finished watching The Acolyte yet?
I have not. So okay. Easy there, cowboy.
Okay, well, no, I was going to talk to you about this. Is one of the reasons I did this is because of The Acolyte. So anyway, he has to go and kill a Jedi without using a lightsaber. And then he has to go get a lightsaber, and he has to torture the kyber crystal in it, so it goes from whatever color it is to red, because it you have to release all of your pain and hate and anger into the kyber crystal.
They call to make the sentient crystal bleed, essentially.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it's dark as shit.
Yeah, and just I will say this is something that was really cool. So there's an Ahsoka book that they wrote that came out. There was an author that wrote it. It's really cool. I read it, and it's after she has gone through all of this stuff, she ends up on this planet where the Empire has taken over, and she's just working as a field hand, basically. And she kind of causes a little revolution there, and they send a Inquisitor after her. Yeah, and she takes the Inquisitor. So if you've noticed, she has a white lightsabers, right?
Okay.
So she has white, her new lightsabers are white. Her old ones were not. Her new ones are. I only know this because I read this. And as you know, I'm colorblind, so I can never tell what the fucking color those lightsabers are.
Okay, book or comic book? This Ahsoka.
This is a book.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. It's a real book. It's got lots and lots and lots of words and no pictures. So, and they've alluded to it in they did a whole little thing where you see some of this in other places. But she ends up getting those, and then she clears them. So they go from red. Once she stops the Inquisitor, she gets his, what's up?
You just garbled up real bad there. Say that again.
Okay. What do you mean I garbled up real bad?
Like it got all weird techno, like sounded computery there for a second and was coming in. Now you're fine. Go ahead.
Okay.
Do that again.
So
whatever you were saying. Yeah.
I don't know.
She gets a white lightsaber.
Okay.
You were talking about that.
Okay. So she's got she gets these red sabers from the Inquisitor, and her innate goodness turns them to white, so she reclaims those kyber crystals, and her pureness makes them white.
Gotcha.
Insert joke, but
no, I get the joke that you're making. But no, that's
no,
that's really cool.
I just was figuring you were gonna dump all over that really neat thing right there.
No, that's again. I'm not. You're the one that always has to go. Okay, I know. So, the Ahsoka thing.
Yes.
I was, just the other day, Revenge of the Sith was on the old television. The whole thing where he's all offended because he's on the council, because Palpatine puts him on there, but they don't make him a master. Mm-hmm. This is my bad. I guess, and this is dumb, because I guess Obi-Wan, when he was first got Anakin as a Padawan, he was just, not just, but he was a Jedi, not a master.
He was a Jedi, not
You don't
yes.
have to be a master to have a Padawan.
That is correct.
Okay. Because remember when I was watching...
You're their master, but you're not necessarily a master Jedi. They're like journeymen. Because you've got apprentice, Padawans, Jedi Knights, and masters. It's gotcha. Just like three levels. And I don't even know if this is official, but you know what I mean? It just is, this is what it seems. And then there's, you have to be generally you're a master if you're on the Jedi Council, but you can also be a master and not be on the Jedi Council.
There's a lot of masters that aren't.
Qui-Gon was a master, but he was a master Jedi, but he was not on the council because he had ideas, which were probably pretty good. Qui-Gon was kind of awesome. So
this was the first comic book just about Darth Vader, which I thought was shocking.
Yes.
I'm not sure why, but kind of surprised nobody, because, you know, there were Dark Horse had the publishing rights for a long time. Before that, Marvel did for a long time, but that was back in the 80s, 70s and 80s. I don't even know if it made it to the 90s when Marvel lost the rights to publish it. But I was surprised that there was never a Darth Vader comic book on its own. That's according to what I read. I'm not sure if that's accurate, if there was ever just a Darth Vader Dark Horse comic.
Well, I don't
think... And I could be wrong about that.
But I don't think they really looked at Darth Vader that way. That there's been so much that's changed. Because we're talking... That's pre-prequels. So you True. Didn't have any kind of backstory. All you had were these three movies, which really kind of were the redemption of Anakin Skywalker, but we didn't look at it that way because this is the rise and fall of Anakin Skywalker in the first three movies, and then the redemption of Anakin Skywalker in the next three movies, and then the death of the Empire in the last three movies.
Well, really, all nine movies are the rise fall of Palpatine.
Yes, it's they've turned that in, they've now turned it into Palpatine's entire thing. It's the completely long fight between the Jedi and the, well, you can also see it as the fall of the Jedi Order and the re-rise of the Jedi Order.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, twice. I mean, there's a lot of things going on, and as they like to, like Lucas says, it rhymes. It's all about redemption.
It's circular.
And, yeah.
There was a whole thing about the way George Lucas, there's certain,
it's a ring cycle.
Beats. Yeah, the ring cycle thing. We've talked
it's
about
it. It's a ring
before.
Cycle. Yeah. It is completely a ring cycle. It loops, and people start complaining about it, but that's the whole thing. And even when you go back and you do a show like The Acolyte, there's things going on there that are kind of like that. And dude, you've got to watch this show. I don't get anybody saying anything bad about this fucking show. I loved it. I finished it. No, I'm not saying you're saying anything bad about it. It just blows my mind. I think, oh, it's a black woman. Yeah, okay. Shut up.
We should mention the creatives, which we have not yet. I don't believe we have anyways.
We haven't.
Written by Kieran Gillen. Art by Salvador LaRocca. I've heard of both of them. I like both of them. I know that I've read stuff that and seen art by both of them. I've read stuff by Kieran Gillen. I've seen art by Salvador LaRocca and other stuff. Don't ask me what it is right now. I didn't Googleize it. The covers of the A covers, because again, this is one that had umpteen covers when it came out in 2015, was by Addy Granov. I thought it was very well written. I thought the art was great. So there you go.
Okay, cool. I was just waiting for it to catch up.
Was there that big of a delay?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Jeez Louise. Okay. And the last half of this one, so the beginning part is, you know, Vader getting tasked by Palpatine, the Emperor, got to go get a Jedi, kill a Jedi. He knows that there are certain Jedis that have taken this thing called the Barash Vow.
Yes.
Where they completely remove themselves from society and I guess dedicate themselves to, or this one Jedi anyway, Karak and Phila dedicate himself to just fighting, perfecting his fighting style or ability to fight.
How far did you get in The Acolyte?
And I'm only like four episodes in, maybe
okay.
five. We watched one episode past the one where we, sorry, go ahead.
No, you're fine. We're just off. So did you see the episode with the floating Jedi cross-legged?
Yes.
He took the vow. Same vow.
That's the brush vow? Gotcha. So you don't have to focus on fighting. This one Jedi does, because they're trying to do penance. They're being penitent about something.
Yes.
So this guy is a bad, MF-er, but for some reason, this is a problem that Jedi have, going back to Obi-Wan in episode one, where he chops what's-his-face in half, Darth Maul, but doesn't go verify he's dead. And then for some reason, Obi-Wan again just leaving Darth Vader / Anakin just on the shores of, whatever, burning to death, presumably, but he doesn't die. Freaking what's-his-face in Fala thinks he's killed Vader, and guess what? Vader's not dead.
Well, in fairness, the only reason, and I every time I watch Revenge of the Sith, I scream at Obi-Wan, kill him! Kill him! It'll save problems! Kill him! But he can't, and it's the same thing when they do the Obi-Wan TV show. It's like, dude, you have got to finish him off! And he doesn't. He had two shots to kill him completely. The second time, in Obi-Wan, I did like it. He chooses not to. He's like, I'm not going to, but in the first one, it's just like, okay, you're just going to let him there to put him out of his misery and really fuck up the original trilogy.
I wonder if they'd ever do a what if in the Star Wars Marvel universe. Like, what if Obi-Wan had killed Anakin at the end of Revenge of the Sith? Or what if Obi-Wan and Padme had fallen in love instead of Anakin? There's a bunch of what ifs that could, I think, kind of, be cool.
I think that there is just so much really, 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 really bad Star Wars Legends stuff that they killed as old continuity that we kind of have a whole bunch of what ifs. And that sounds bad.
You're right. That's true.
And I mean, I love Star Wars, but so many people talk about, man, they got rid of so much great stuff. I read a lot of that. No, they didn't. They did not get rid of a lot of great stuff. They got rid of a lot of stuff.
And some, I think, from what I understand, I've not done a deep dive like you have on that stuff, but some of it sounds like really good ideas.
Some of it
in
was.
General.
Yes. Yes.
But some of it does not.
I've read a lot of Han Solo stuff that I really liked because I really like Han Solo, but a lot of the stuff that they did with the Jedi, they got the idea. They made this decision just to talk about some of this stuff, and you hear people create it. They're like, you got to understand, when a Jedi gets to a certain point, they just go off on their own. And I'm like, motherfuckers, no, they don't. They had a fucking Jedi. I mean, they're all together.
Council.
They're a fucking monastery. They don't. Now, they send them off to do missions and stuff, but they don't go off in solitary like Yoda and Obi-Wan did. They were being hunted by the Empire. That's where
they went into exile. They went into exile. Yeah,
because they had this whole run in these Skywalker about Luke Skywalker was now is the time where he'll go off. No, he needs to he went off and did this. He doesn't want to go off by himself and just commune. I know he did end up doing that. That's fine because Luke took the bitch way. I got some problems with Skywalker's part in the next three.
Last Jedi.
Yeah. I liked that movie, by the way. Really
yeah,
did.
Too.
Did like the movie. Didn't like, hey, Luke decided to run away and let the whole universe go to fuck. That just...
He was kind of whiny in New Hope. I'm just going to say. I'm going to go high voice.
Yeah, he was... Yes, he was whiny when he was a teenager. Oh my God. Who amongst us...
Who
amongst us was not whiny as a teenager?
I'm just saying, maybe some bad habits got reinforced when he was, not listening to doing whatever he wanted to and just running off to Cloud City.
Tosche Station to waste time with his friends?
No, I'm saying when, hey, complete your training. Now I'm going to go get my hand chopped off. All that. Anyways, I really liked it. Man, it was six issues. It was a tight six issues. It was a great read.
It was.
As I say many times, very much made me want to read more. It's the whole series is, I was going to say, only 25 issues. So this is something that I might actually sit down.
I've read it all. Yeah.
Worth it? Would you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would do it. I just in between, because I was like, because I'm thinking about finishing it. I went and picked up a different one. It is actually after, because I was reading this after I finished. I'd read Secret Invasion. I'd read that. And I was just like, oh, I want to read some more Darth Vader, but I don't want to keep up with that one. So they did another one where it picks up right after the end of Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, so I started reading that. And then I ran into a problem because I started reading it. I got to a point. I was like, whoa, this is fucking cool. I like this. And then they went into an event that was across all of the Star Wars titles at that time. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm done now because I don't think I want to go hunt down. And I can because yeah. I've got Marvel Unlimited. But I was like, I don't think I want to try to piece all of this together with the bounty hunters and what's going on. And then I have to read all of the Star Wars ones from that period to make sure I'm caught up before I read those. So,
well, I remember back in, you know, whatever, the mid 2010s, I guess is, I can't believe I'm saying that out loud. The mid 2010s, they came out with I remember this comic book coming out because they came out with a new Star Wars number one around this time. Maybe a little before, I forget. But there was a Leia comic book, came out that was really well received. Do you know off the top of your head? I don't want to Google eyes while we're doing the pod. Did they have like a C-3PO and R2 comic or Han and Chewie comic or any? Or was it just, I specifically remember Darth Vader and Leia. Those are the only two I remember besides the main Star Wars title.
Right off the top of my head, I can't remember. I don't think they did. I do think.
I don't either.
They were. But they had a lot of fun with it. And the Leia comic didn't last that long.
Okay.
If I remember correctly, but...
Did it last, like you're saying, like shorter than this one? Because this one was only, a couple of years. 25 issues.
It was a decent run. I remember reading it back when I got Marvel Unlimited originally. Read a lot of Star Wars then.
Gotcha.
Read a lot of comics then. Probably read more comics than I'm reading now as we're doing a podcast on comic books.
I get it.
Yeah.
I totally get it. I don't know if there's any much more. You get... Oh, one thing I do want to mention. When he's trying to turn the kyber crystal red.
Yeah.
You have that weird dream sequence where it's almost tempting him to go back and be a Jedi. And almost like a what if, speaking of what ifs, he goes and kills the Emperor and then goes back and apologizes to Obi-Wan and he decides, no, I'm following through on this. This is the path I've chosen.
Yeah.
And you're like, speaking of what ifs.
Yeah.
That could have been kind of cool. You know, it was interesting because I've wondered at first reading it for the first time, I'd never read this before. I was like, what? Okay.
No.
I got a little excited, like maybe he was going to challenge. I thought at first he was going to challenge the Emperor and lose, but no. It became very clear because his, you know, lightsaber was green and Emperor was not too happy with him. And then they went back and he followed through on it. So,
yeah.
Anyways, what else is there that I wanted to say about this one? I don't know that there's much more. I think the biggest compliment I can pay is, again, I very much makes me want to read more of this, which, not that I'm surprised, because as we've talked about, I like Star Wars.
Nerd.
I'm not saying that. Guess what? And I like comic books. So you put this like peanut butter and jelly. I like both those. Put them in a sandwich. I'm going to eat that sandwich. You put, you know, Darth Vader and comics in a sandwich, I'm going to eat that sandwich.
Okay.
You know, so there you go. So that's all I have to say about that. Do you have any other thoughts, comments, concerns, criticisms, nitpicks?
No, I really liked both of what we read. Quite a bit.
Well, hey.
Yeah. What do you suggest? You know next
what
time?
You want to? Yeah. Okay. I'll go first. I usually do.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this?
Are you ready for this? Yes. Go. What?
We're gonna do it.
Oh fuck!
I almost feel like apologizing.
You should.
Secret Wars? X-Men Inferno.
Oh, I don't. Okay.
It's so we did. We did X-Men. Follow them. We did X-Men. Mutant Massacre. We did Follow the Mutants. This is very much the third of those three big event X-Men books, X-Men events in the 80s, Inferno.
Well, I mean, I sure as hell love both the other two, so I can't wait.
You liked parts of Massacre, Mutant Massacre. Let's just leave it at that. Okay.
Yeah, okay, cool. Cool.
Also,
cool.
Oh, have you been watching X-Men 97?
No. I watched the first episode.
Oh, really? And you just say? Or?
Yeah, we'll just go with eh.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I haven't gone back to it. I wasn't like, ooh, I need to see this. I was like, ooh. So.
Okay. Well, yeah. There you go. That's my suggestion.
Okay. That's cool. My suggestion, I actually sent it to you right before I mentioned what we were going to do. It's called Copperhead. Copperhead. It's space western.
Oh, cool.
I like space westerns. I'm pretty sure I read it once before I saw it came up on a thing I was looking at, and I'm like, I think I've read that. I think I grabbed it at the, I think I grabbed a hard copy at the library once. It is in that. And so I think I read it and I found it on Hoopla, and we're going to do that. And if I haven't read it, well, what the hell? It's right up our alley. It's space western. So, I mean, speaking of Star Wars. So
yeah, no, very cool. I am looking forward to it. Well, hey, that's a pod, I think,
that,
pretty much.
That is.
Oh, hey, Julie's in the background. Sorry, I was like, why are you waving at me? No, you're fine. So, hey, Charles, thank you for doing the pod with me. Thank you for doing, as I always say, the heavy lifting, the producing, the editing, the publishing. Always thank you to Patrick for the website and the music, which is awesome. And thank you sincerely, everybody, for listening. We really appreciate it. Look, I know everybody's busy. I complain about the emails. Don't worry about it. It's a joke. It's an ongoing thing I like. But I really would enjoy a suggestion of something to read from somebody. If I know there's people that out there that read the comics like we do in general. And yeah, but thanks.
I have a suggestion for you.
What's that?
Suggest something good. Anyway, thank you very much.
Oh!
Thank you very much, everybody. I really enjoy doing this with Hobbs, so it makes it more fun that I actually know some people do listen. It's very cool. Thanks, Patrick, for your help. Thanks, Hobbs, for doing it with me. Y'all have a great rest of whatever. Bye.
Bye.